Blog Talk Radio.
Live worldwide.
Word, dynamite! Come on, y'all, let's rock up.
Taking over your radio frequency. It's Miss J in the Morning Show.
Hit me!
Miss J in the morning. Miss J in the morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, this here's another one for the steppers. DJ Wayne Williams, put the record on.
Step to the left, step to the right, and around and break it down tonight. Bring it on up, moving close, and let me see you when you're.
Donnie. George, Regina Daniels.
R. Kells right here on Miss J in the Morning, starting the day off right. Happy people, keep the world turning, keep on stepping, y'all. It's Miss J in the Morning. I'm your host, Miss J, and that's our focus for today. Happy people, make sure you stay happy. Make sure you keep the joy on the inside. Make sure you focus on the sunshine, the brighter days, the greater times, the happy moments. Make sure you use wisdom in life. That will ensure that your next day will be better than your latter days. We're going to talk about what I mean when I say that. Of course, we got the Miss J area code check-in coming up later in the show. So those of you who are calling in, thank you so much for repping your city. I'm going to give you a shout-out no matter where you're calling from around the world. We are live on blogtalkradio.com/ Ms. J Productions. Also featured on iartistradio.com. Shout out to DJ Abnormal and my family out there on the East Coast. Loving y'all so much. Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, no matter how you got on. Thank you so much. I love you all. So let's keep the party going because today is your day to make a change. Here's Kirk Franklin with today.
I'm hungry and I'm ready for change. I've run too far to still be the same. See who I was, I give him away. Today, today. No longer bound by what people say. I know that I will make mistakes. I fall, but I refuse to stay. Today.
I've been waiting all my life. Get to the door. And now it's time to help someone see their life goes so much more.
Today we go.
Thinking how much more of this can I take? In a minute I'm about to break. Today, see the pain. Have purpose or don't throw it away. There's a harvest if you only wait. Don't walk out now, I need you to stay. Today.
Though you never felt windblows like this before.
I feel my last drop of rain. I believe I'm gonna be okay. Today, see today, I'm still here because of my faith. I believe that Jesus still is the way. I said his name cause I'm not afraid. Today.
Somebody.
this is Stacia from Atlanta, Georgia. And whenever I need to OD on positivity, I'm always listening to Miss J in the morning.
Come on. Now it's time to ease your mind, so hear me as I say, life's not always down, you see. Hey, if the sun refused to shine and all your skies are gray, just sing this simple melody.
Drop of rain today. Sometimes you have to take a break and notice that, you know what, it's not raining anymore. It's not as cold as it used to be. You know, I don't need my big coat anymore. I don't need my umbrella anymore. The weather has actually changed in my life. So many times we get caught up in the rat race of life. We're used to our routine. We get up, we get the kids ready, say goodbye to the husband or the wife is already going out the house. Those of us who are single parents, you got to get up, get it done by this time so you can get out. You got to go to work, make sure you're at work, think about what you're going to cook when you get home, find out if you can get a ride from your child because you got something happening. And all, I mean, you just get caught up and all of this stuff to where we actually forget to take the time to pay attention to the weather in the natural and in the spiritual. We're so used to focusing on having enough money, having enough money, having enough money. Then I want time. If I had enough money, I wouldn't be stressed. If I had enough money, I can do these things in life. I got to work because I got to pay my rent. I got to work because I got to pay this bill. I got to work because my child needs this. I want to do this in life, so I got to work. And we forget about the things that are happening now. We miss it. We forget birthdays. We forget anniversaries. We walk by people not even paying attention to our demeanor, how we look. We don't even say hi to people anymore. Men, women don't even hold the door for you anymore when you go into the store because they in a rush, because they got to hurry up and get in. I ain't got time to walk too slow. I got to get back to the car. And we forget that the weather has changed. We're in spring now. Most of us didn't even know spring had already started. And that's what happens in life. A lot of times you get so caught up in the things that you're trying to change, the things that you wish you could have changed, the things that you're going to make sure that will change, is that you miss when the seasons change in your life. You don't take the time out to just be happy. You don't take the time out to sit down and say, you know what, I feel good. I used to laugh all the time when I moved back to California. Nothing against West Coast. I just lived in the South for 13 years. I'm born and raised California, always be a Cali girl. It's just different. Let's just say that. It's different. And when I moved back to California, it just, not that, you know, Atlanta, Georgia is slow, it's just the South has a different tempo. But when I came back to California, people used to say, hey, how you doing, and keep walking. And I would actually stop them and say, I'm doing great, how are you? And they would look surprised that I actually responded and waited for an answer. It was like it was an automatic, robotic thing to do while you're in passing to say, hey, how you doing, keep going. Hey, how you doing, I'm fine. And nobody even thought about it. So one time I was talking to a friend, and I actually did this on purpose. I was actually at church, and somebody walked by and said, hey, how you doing? I said, I'm feeling horrible. And they kept walking. And about three steps later, they turned around and said, wait a minute. You said you're feeling horrible. I said, I sure did. People are so used to saying, oh, I'm good, and keep going, that they don't even take the time to actually listen to your response. Now, that day I wasn't feeling horrible, but I did it just to prove a point. It sparked a conversation and helped someone change their perspective. Take the time to stop and genuinely say, hey, how are you? I'm great. How are you? You never know what that could lead to. The next question could be, where are you headed? I'm headed to work. Where do you work? I'm looking for a job. Hey, we're hiring. Anything could happen. Just take the time to enjoy life. You got to stay happy. You got to stay joyful. You got to focus on feeling good. The reason why a lot of times we go through body aches, headaches, stress aches, stomach aches, children aches, growing pains is because we're stressing and focusing on all the negative things that are going on in life. You can do the best work ever, but if you do it with the ugliest attitude, you don't have any help, you don't have any support, you don't have anybody you can vent to, you don't have an accountability partner, you're doing it all on your own, you can't enjoy it. So by the time you've made all the money that you've been after, you're too sick or dead to even enjoy it. Then you didn't take the time out to teach your children on how to manage it. And we see it all the time, these multi-billionaires that have all these estates that's gone in a couple of years because they were so busy trying to make the money, they didn't take out the family time, they didn't give the children the tools they need socially and emotionally to deal with the wealth, and they lost it all. So we're going to change one day at a time right here, Ms. J in the morning. We're going to OD on positivity. It's the only thing that works. Changing your mind, changing your thoughts, changing your actions for the positive actually helps you live a longer and healthier life. You need to lose weight. You need to get your blood pressure down. You need stress management. You need time management. You can't do any of that with a negative attitude. Do you want to get married? Do you want to maintain your marriage? Do you want to have more successful friendships? Do you want to make some friends? You can't do that with negative people and negative influences in your life. Do you want to make sure that you change your perspective and encourage people more and more effective on your job, more effective in your business? You have to be motivational. You have to do that starting with yourself. You can't motivate somebody else if you're not motivated yourself. You ever notice in different departments how a manager is actually dictate how the workers are? Those of you who are entrepreneurs out there, you're looking to, you started your business, you're looking to hire some people and you want some people to work well with you, you're wondering why it's hard to find some help. It's not hard to find any help. It's hard to help you. That's the only issue. I had to learn that myself. A lot of times people can't do what you need them to do because you're not doing what you need to do. So we're going to OD on positivity. I told y'all I'm on one. I'm going to force you. I'm going to push you. I'm going to probe you. I'm going to encourage you. I'm going to love you. I'm going to keep talking. I'm going to get on your nerves until you say, all right, I'm going to do it. I'm going to OD on positivity. And I'm telling you, it works for me. It's not just something that I say because it's cute to do. It's something that I'm actually living. It's a journey. It's a process. It's something that's going to take time, but I promise you, I can guarantee you, once it becomes a habit, there is no other feeling in the world. There is nothing that can go on that can knock you out. You get knocked down. I'm not going to lie. You're going to still experience some things. Life is not going to be all sunshine and rainbows. There's going to be some falls in your life and some winters, but they won't last as long. They won't be as harsh. It won't be as stressful. Because you had a choice, you made a choice to be positive in every situation. There is no other feeling than the feeling of knowing that you're in control of your emotions. Nobody can shake you. You're being the thermostat that we talked about, not a thermometer. Your blood pressure is down. People around you love you. When you're having a bad day, they already know without you even opening your mouth. You get on Facebook and all you can do is say positive things. There's no drama. You don't have dramatic people on your page posting crazy stuff. You ain't got to look on somebody else's page or Twitter feed to figure out anything. You don't have to hide from people on your phone. Do you guys know how wonderful that is to pick up your phone anytime, no matter if you know the number or not? There are some people that are multimillionaires, some people that are very successful in your life, some people that are listening to this radio show right now, and if you don't recognize the number on your phone, you won't answer it because you either think that it's a bill collector or somebody crazy. Either way, they're dictating your actions. The phone that you pay the bill for, the phone that you paid money for, the phone that you manage, you're allowing other people to dictate your usage. How great a feeling to look at your phone and pick it up anytime you want to and say, hey, to have a choice to say, well, I don't want to talk right now or I don't have time for negativity. I don't have time for that at this moment, so I'm not going to answer my phone. Not, oh, God, who is this? Well, let's wait until they leave a voicemail, and then I'll see who it is, and then I'll make a choice to call back. Okay, maybe I'm the only one who does it or who did it. It's a great feeling to be positive, y'all. It's a great feeling to have this happiness in your life. Those of you who are experiencing things and you're saying, why is my life the way that it is? Why can't anything go right? I have people sending me instant messages and emails wondering, how do you do it? It's the love that I have on the inside. It's the security. It's the connection that I've come to know and love to say, you know what, no matter what it is, I'm going to make a choice to be positive. There's a freedom in that. And there's no other love higher than this. Let's get into some music. Here's Lettucey. And we'll be right back after this. It's Ms. J in the morning. Let's go be on positivity, y'all. Tell everybody to call in, 714-816-4743. We got some news coming up in the show. But let's get into some music higher than this.
Y'all ready to get lifted? Put it up top.
Reflection in the mirror, showing the essence of who I am.
making money better than the clothes you got, the house you're in, the car you drive. What can be higher than this? What is Lettucey talking about? The highest love, the greatest love of all. The highest love, the best love. You can get it. You can have it. It's Miss J in the morning. Good morning to those of you who are just tuning in. Thank you so much. Those of you who are listening live on your phone, you called in 714-816-4743. The Miss J area code check-in is coming up soon. Those of you tuned in on your computer, shout out to you too. Don't matter how you tuned in, I'm glad you're doing it. Monday through Friday, we are live worldwide, ODing on positivity, helping people tap into that love that she's talking about. That was Lettucey. Higher than this. I want to get back onto these emails. I really do appreciate everyone who continues to send me your questions, your comments. You're looking for my wisdom, my guidance, my advice. I love it. I try to make sure to answer a handful of them each show. New videos are being formatted. They're going to be uploaded. So thank you to all of my new subscribers on YouTube, my new followers on Twitter, my new friends on Facebook. And if you're on Facebook, make sure to like my page. Just Google or search on Facebook, Ms. J Productions. You'll be able to find me. And all that information is on the website. So make sure you log on to MsJProductions.com. But there are some people out there who are 30, 40, and some even 50 years old who have yet to tap into that it factor, that thing. They're saying, you know, I've worked a long time, I've lived a long time, I believe I'm a good person, but why can I not just get it right? It feels like there's a glass ceiling in my life. I see it, I know it's there for me, I know I can do it, but I just can't just quite get it. Everything starts right in my relationships. Everything is good, and all of a sudden it falls apart. I'm done with relationships now. I don't want to be married, or I try a new job, and everything works good, and I've never gotten a promotion. I've tried my company over and over again, and it always fails. What is it? And I want to tell those people it's your perspective. It's you. It's your perspective. It's your approach. It's your strategy. If you're going after different things, but you're doing it in the same way, it's not going to work. Doing the same thing over and over and over again, yet expecting different results is insanity. Google it. It's the definition of insanity. Doing the same thing over and over again, but expecting something different to happen is insanity in any area of life. If you're looking to start a business and you've tried it a few times and you failed a few times, that doesn't mean don't try to start a business unless you get a clear thing from God and he's saying, look, this just ain't for you. Change your strategy. Change your plan. Change the way you're going about it. Get outside of the box. Do something unconventional. If you're looking to get married, you want to be in a relationship, change your approach to the relationship. I had to share this on Facebook a little while ago. It seemed to me in my personal life, I like to use myself as an example so nobody will get offended or think I'm talking about them. I had just this habit of getting into some great relationships with some great men and everything going well until it got to the point where we were together about 2-3 years and we start talking about marriage and how are we going to go ahead and go forward with this thing, and then it all just fell apart. I mean, for about a few relationships, I got cheated on. The men knew nothing about each other, and I'm like, okay, so are all men cheaters? Is this what happens all the time in relationships, or is it just me? And it was me. It was my approach to the relationship. It was how I did it. I always started out with friends, and I never just met a guy and said, hey, you know, I think you're attractive, I'm attractive, we're attracted to each other, you know, let's change phone numbers and start dating. I've never done that before. I've always made friends with a person. We've known each other for years, and so now that we're figuring out we want to go deeper, let's go deeper into this relationship and see where it goes. So when I got into the relationship, I figured, hey, it's okay to talk about marriage because we done learned everything else. I know your family, you know mine. It's straight. We don't have to trip. And it never worked for me. So why did I keep doing the same thing? It was because of fear. A lot of times fear will stop you from trying something new. And once I got out of that routine, I had better relationships. I have more peace. I have new experiences and some great things that are coming in my near future because I changed my perspective, changed my habits in relationships. Now, I'm not just talking about love. I'm talking about friendships. I'm talking about business. I'm talking about work. I'm talking about family. Even with my child, most of you who listen to the show, you know that I am a single parent at this moment. And I have a four-year-old son, and it got difficult for me. It got difficult. I got stressed out trying to go to work, go to school, take care of my child. I got this person. I got to pick him up at this time. Help me here. Can you watch him while I do this? Can I go here and go there? And my child started having behavioral issues. And everybody said, oh, he's just a boy. That's how boys are. He's four. He's just energetic. And it wasn't that. It was my approach to my relationship with my son. He saw mommy going all over the place, going crazy, going here and there, not getting enough rest. So he did the same thing. Those of you who are having issues with your children, they're having behavioral issues at school. Your child is acting one way. I don't care how young he is, how old he is, or she is. They're just screaming at the top of their lungs. They're looking at mommy and daddy. They're looking at you. Between the ages of 0 to about 6 years old, the child's behavior is learned. They're picking it up from you. If you're a single parent, there's a lot of single parents that send me emails. They want to know how to do it, and you can't control your children. Your children are just out of control. You're just tired. You can't do anything. You can't even potty train your child. Your child's going to be 3 years old and still in diapers. It's because of you. You have to make a choice to change your approach with your child, change your perspective, and do it before it's too late. You only have until your child is about 5 or 6 and get into school to get it all in and get it all in the right way. The children are looking at you. Your job is looking at you. People will only do what you allow them to do and what you accept in life. I have this rule in my life that I will let people have one time because they didn't know. After that first time, it was it. What's the saying, fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me, or whatever it is. It's the same thing in life and in all situations. Most people don't know, but it should only happen one time at max. If somebody is constantly hounding you, constantly on you, constantly bullying you, it's not the Christian thing to get beat up. I want to speak to those church people out there that are listening and they want to throw scripture at you and say, turn the other cheek. Oh, it's okay. You have to be humble. You have to be patient. The Bible does say that. Forgive 70 times 70, but it does not say to allow somebody to abuse you, to be manipulative, and to beat up on you. That does not mean you need to accept junk. I need to accept trash. You love them. You keep it pushing. You can detach them and still in love, not hurt them and not kill them with your words. So let's take a quick commercial break. Let all that sink in. I know it was a lot, but I really have to make sure that my assignment on here is to help you not just get entertained and listen to some great music, but give you the tools, the nuggets, the wisdom that you need to actually get delivered from that rat race, that spider web that you're stuck in, that spiral, downward spiral that you're going in called life. And if I can just help one person, 2 people, 10 people, 10,000 people, there are over 30,000 reoccurring listeners on Ms. J in the Morning around the world. It's not including the new ones that just pop in every now and again. And I've only been on air for 7 months, y'all. I am blessed to know that, and I am grateful, and I am proud to share it because it lets me know that I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, and we're still growing. So if I can do that by giving you the things that you need, the tools, the thoughts, the news, the music, my job is actually done, and it's great, and it inspires me to keep doing it every day. So let's take a quick commercial break. While we're taking this commercial break, tell everybody to tune in. We do have some news coming up right after the commercial break. We got the Ms. J area code check-in. We got some more music. So let's get into it. Don't go nowhere. It's Ms. J in the Morning, y'all.
One Girl Gospel Management presents to you 3 distinct gospel acts with beautiful voices of praise. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing JDKT, Jesus Dove Kind Things, the amazing female gospel trio. And introducing the 2 youngest ladies of One Girl Gospel Management, Natani Ware and Markeela Walker. You can hear the anointed sounds of all three acts on Reverb Nation or call your radio station and request them now by name. That's JDKT, Natani Ware, and Markeena Walker. CDs are available now at artist-onegirlgospelmgmt.com. Let them anoint your next event with their amazing vocal ability. For booking info, call 501-416-0031 or Facebook at One Girl Gospel MGMT. YouTube and video footage is available under One Girl Gospel MGMT. One Girl Gospel Man is making it happen.
Live worldwide, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. BST, 10 a.m. EST. Focus. OD. Overdose on positivity. Variety show. Inspirational music. Uplifting topics. Resources. Spoken word artists. Bands. Comedians. And event promotions. Subscribe to the show. blogtalkradio.com/Miz-J-Productions. Join us in our chat room, video cast, and special giveaway. The website, www.MizJProductions.com.
Make sure you log on to the website, MizJProductions.com. Find out all the things that are going on with the company, with myself. I'll be in a city near you. Soon, Miss J is going on tour, and I'm so excited about it. This summer, I'm going to be all over the place. It's already started, already kicked off, tons of events that are going on. So if you have an event, you want me to put it on the calendar on the website, email me, info@MizJProductions.com. You want to be a supporter to be featured on the website, links, all the information of every announcement that I make, it'd be on the website, on Facebook, on Twitter. Let's get it. Let's get it together. Shout out to everybody who continues to call in. So y'all know it's the season for the allergies, and Ms. J tries to make it through, and I'm doing it. So changing my habits, too, as far as how do I manage my allergies. It works in every area, y'all. I promise you. We're going to be positive. But let's get into the Ms. J area code check-in. It's time for you to rep your city. Those of you who called in, you dial 714-816-4743. I tried to get all of you, but some cities are repping, so I got like 30, 40-something people calling in like three different area codes, so y'all like challenged back and forth. That just lets me know that y'all doing y'all job and spreading the word, so I love it. So if I miss your area code, hey, let me know, but I got it, so hurry up, call in. I'm trying to give you time, I'm trying to keep going for the people who call in as soon as I make the announcement. So the Ms. J area code check-in is your opportunity to rep your city, my opportunity to do something totally crazy and release some stress, y'all. Hey, so here we go. 209-408-323-403-501-702-678-310-770-813-664-444-414-713-513-943-873-872-472-472-712-476. I got you too. All of you guys who called in, thank you so much. I appreciate everybody who's repping their city and calling in. 702, you calling in again. I thank you so much. Everybody who's called in, those of you who are listening on your computer, I appreciate you. Those of you who are tuned in to iArtistRadio.com, make sure you download the TuneIn app. You can listen to me anywhere you want, on demand. International, baby. Those of you who are listening, shout out to my UK people. Y'all, I love y'all so much. And they crack me up because they say I have an accent. So it's funny because, you know, we're in America, so we think they have an accent, and it's funny. I just love it. So those of you who are teasing me about the way that I talk, it's okay. I love you guys. I know it's all in love. And those of you who continue to send me emails, I love you too. So let's get into some news real quick because I got some more music so we can get some dancing going on because we're coming up on the end of the show, y'all. Time flies when you're having fun. But there are some things that I talked about on a few shows before, and I wanted to get back into it. So y'all know Ms. J was on American Idol band, right? Like, excuse me, no American Idol whatsoever. I stopped watching it some seasons ago, and not because of the talent of the show or the purpose of the show. I still stand for it. I want to let everybody know, people used to get upset because they would choose a certain winner and didn't understand why. I want you guys to please be clear. When you have shows like American Idol, that's who they're looking for. It's not who can sing the best. They're just looking for someone who sings great, and sometimes they just happen to be the best. It's just how they format the show. But they're not looking. There's tons of people in my own church that can put some folks under the table singing. We already know that. So don't get upset. They're looking for another idol. The American Idol, that's what they're looking for. So I get it. That's not the reason why I stopped. But why I stopped is because of the drama that they were doing with the judges. I mean, it seemed like a whole reality celebrity, like, battle back and forth. And then this past season, getting somebody like Nicki Minaj, I'm not hating on nobody, but those of you who listened before know that, number one, Nicki Minaj is not a vocalist. She's not a singer. She's an idol. So I get that part of it. But she's not a positive idol. She's not someone who encourages our young kids to do something great in life. She's not someone that I would actually think that's been in the industry long enough to even say how it is. I mean, literally, Nicki Minaj is only a few years old. I mean, I don't know if she did some underground stuff back in the day, but I just feel personally, in my personal opinion, she doesn't have enough weight. So when they hired her, I was upset. Then she went through this drama with Mariah Carey. And, you know, Mariah Carey, in all her rights, is a vocalist. I think she was perfect to choose as an American Idol judge. She's the longevity. Mariah Carey's been doing it major ever since I was in middle school. So she has it. She knows the industry. She's been in it long enough. She's maintained it long enough to have the wisdom, to have the knowledge and the skills to judge. But I lost a little bit of faith in her when she started having drama with Nicki Minaj. Like, really? Like, catfighting? All this other type of crazy stuff. Well, it's in the news again, not just about Mariah Carey and Nicki Minaj, but about the entire panel. Apparently, American Idol executive producer Nigel is thinking about Xing out, like, everybody. Like, we're not using these judges anymore. How it started was he was actually secretly planning on getting rid of Mariah Carey, of all people, right? Of all people, he was secretly plotting to get rid of Mariah Carey for, quote-unquote, a lack of judge chemistry. Now, we all know what that really is, right? She ain't too dramatic. They want to keep Nicki Minaj but get rid of Mariah. Okay, I don't even want to go there, right? So because of a lack of judge chemistry, he was secretly thinking about Xing her out. But Mariah found out and was like, oh, no, bruh, you ain't going to mess up my contract. And, like, went to the law with him. Now, as of today, or this date, this season, Mariah Carey is the highest-paid judge on American Idol. She gets paid more than Simon even got paid, $18 million salary, $18 million to sit down and tell people to do what you do. See, that's how you know that you're worth something, when people are willing to pay you $18 million just to be a judge on American Idol. So she went to the law and was like, no, you're not going to fire me like that because of lack of chemistry and I'm not being too dramatic. So he has to keep her. But by the end of the season, everybody's going to be gone. He actually said, no, Nicki Minaj is going to go. And even Randy. That thing about getting rid of Randy, who was actually Mariah Carey's manager. Did y'all know that? Yeah, Randy. Oh, anyway. So they're looking to get rid of everybody. So now I'm actually curious to see who they're going to get in for this season. Now, when I talk about season 13, this is season 13 currently. They're talking about, like, changing it mid-season. And they're actually looking to bring back Jennifer Lopez. Now, I'm kind of in favor of that. Even though Jennifer Lopez was kind of nice to everybody and they were laughing about that or whatever, I think J-Lo made American Idol. I am a J-Lo fan. Okay, I'm a little bit biased because, you know, her name is Jennifer, J, anyway. But I think that's a great move. But mid-season, like in the middle of the season, they're going to switch everything up. Ratings are dropping. People are not watching American Idol like they used to, and now they're getting scared because they're losing money. So I'm posting on the forum. We're going to talk about it a little bit later and see what y'all think about it. So what do you think about the switch? In mid-season, like in the middle of the season, you're going to get rid of everybody and just bring in Jennifer Lopez. Who else are they going to bring? They haven't announced it yet, but they don't know what they're going to do with Mariah because Mariah is getting with the law and saying, y'all ain't about to do me like that. So in life, you got to take charge, y'all. You can be positive and still stern in life and say, I'm not going to accept this and you're not going to treat me this way. And if you do it the right way, Might be like Mariah Carey, hold your contract, do the end of the season, get your $18 million, and then keep pushing. The forum will be open, and we'll talk about it soon. It's prom season, y'all, and I definitely have to talk about that. Excuse me. High school kids, even middle school kids, are getting all dolled up, dressed up, first dates, and all this great stuff about prom. But in New Jersey, they're having some issues. A school in New Jersey has banned strapless dresses for the girls. You know, fellas, y'all probably don't even care, so you don't even think about it or pay attention if it has a strap or not. But us women, we know how it is. So a middle school actually has banned strapless dresses for prom. Some parents and students are outraged. They're saying, how dare you tell us what we're going to wear, how we're going to wear it. They're saying it's distracting the boys. Now, I get it. You don't want to show too much skin. You don't want it to be distracting. And for us ladies, we understand. Those of you who are a little bit more top-heavy than others, wearing a strapless dress is not the best thing when you got to keep pulling it up, tugging. You got your hands up, you're dancing, and, you know, it falls down. We get it. But it's really just causing this wave of effects throughout the entire East Coast. Now that New Jersey did it, a couple of other schools in New Jersey and in New York and some other states are thinking about banning certain dresses for prom. Today's fashion is not how it used to be back in the day. You know, most proms used to be like wedding dresses. I mean, these long, drawn-out things, these beautiful gowns. Now they're shorter, they're skimpier, and all this stuff. So I kind of agree that, you know, it's good for the geese, it's good for the gander type thing. You know, if one person can't wear it, none of y'all can wear it. But some parents are saying, well, I think we should leave it to the discretion of the parent. I don't think so. I think some parents don't even know what's proper for their children. So I look at some teenagers that are walking out with these shorts and they constantly pulling them down and pulling them out because they're too short. And they walked out the house this way. You think this is okay for your child to walk around like this and wondering why 30-year-old men are hitting on 18-year-old girls? And the parents are thinking, oh, it's cute. It's a fad. Oh, she's, yeah. So we'll open up the forum. We'll talk about that. But I want to know y'all's opinion. Tell me how you feel about it. But no matter what's going on in life, make sure you're making the right choices, not just for you, but for your child as well. The forum is open up. We'll continue to talk about it. But I want to get into some music before we leave because I'm feeling good, y'all. I really am. I'm feeling great. But we're at the end of the show. So I want to leave you with this great song that is actually going to get you up and get you dancing. But before I go, I want to remind everybody to make sure you tune in Monday through Friday to OD on Positivity. On a serious note, no matter what you're going through in life, it's going to be okay. It's going to be all right. No matter who's in your life, no matter what you're experiencing, this is not the end for you. You have been blessed with another 24 hours. What are you going to do with it? Are you going to focus on the last 24 or try to worry about what's going to happen in the next 24? You can plan, but be pliable. Be flexible. Understand that it's not going to stay this way all the time. If you find yourself dependent on a person, dependent on a substance to cope with life, you have some issues that you need to deal with. You got to get deep. You got to get deeper. You got to get deeper in yourself and figure out exactly what it is you need to do to change what's going on in your life today. No matter what anyone says about you, no matter what anyone does to you, make a choice today to be positive in every single way. That's the key to success. It truly is. It's guaranteed to help you get it. It'll help you achieve those goals. No matter what goals you have, great or small, you can achieve them. It will happen. Just make sure to stay positive, smile more, laugh more, encourage each other more. I have this one last thing to say. I challenged you guys before, and I'm going to do it again. Right there on Facebook, challenge somebody to spread something positive. Go on at least 10 people's page and post something positive about them personally. Just choose 10 random people to give. It doesn't have to be a long, drawn-out post. It could be one sentence to say, I admire you as an entrepreneur. I admire you as a sister. I love you as my mother. And I guarantee you it'll change everything around you for today. Oh, I love doing what I do, y'all. Y'all encourage me every day. It's not just my show. It's our show. So thank you so much for tuning in. Let's get into some good music on our way out. I'm feeling great, feeling good, and I know you are too. So make sure you tune in tomorrow. It's Miss J in the morning, and I'm looking forward to hearing from you tomorrow morning. Love you guys. Mwah.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, DJ Maestro One, and I'm listening to my home girl, Miss J, in the morning.
You know I love music. And every time I hear something hot, it makes me want to move. It makes me want to have fun. But it's something about this joint right here. This joint right here, it makes me want to...